From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is EarthDate. In October 1964, three young thieves cased the American Museum of Natural History in New York City. They returned that night to scale the museum wall, climb through a bathroom window, and steal 22 of the most precious jewels in the world. Among them were the Eagle Diamond, the DeLonge Star Ruby, and most famous of all, the Star of India Sapphire. Sapphires are a variety of corundum, the third hardest mineral. Pure corundum is clear, but when colored blue by titanium impurities, it's called a sapphire. When colored red by chromium, it's a ruby. Mineral inclusions in a sapphire sometimes line up along its crystal lattice to reflect light in a six-pointed star. The Star of India, besides being huge and nearly flawless, has stars that are visible from top and bottom. The thieves didn't go far with it, renting a luxury apartment near the museum. An informant tipped off the police, who raided the place and captured one of them. The other two fled to Florida. The cops pursued, and a few days later apprehended them too, but not before they dispersed the jewels. The Eagle Diamond was never recovered, probably cut into several smaller stones. The philanthropist John D. MacArthur paid a ransom to have the DeLonge Ruby returned to the museum. One of the thieves finally led detectives to the Star of India, which they found with smaller gems in a wet leather bag in a bus station locker. It's Earth's near flawless creations that humans still value the most. I'm Scott Tinker.
EarthDate is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin, with support from Schlumberger, helping oil and gas companies increase production and efficiency while lowering environmental impact. You can hear more EarthDate stories at earthdate.org.